Everyone, it's really a joy to be here with you again, and thank you for listening in, for watching in, and I pray that the Lord will minister life to you. I trust that you've had a great day in Christ to this point, and let's just jump in. I want to talk to you today about being hidden in Christ. Now, I'm going to at some point quote a verse from Colossians that I quote a lot, have for years. It's one of those foundational scriptures for me personally. I think they're foundational verses in terms of the gospel. But to be a hidden one in Christ is such an important thing to understand. So let me just read some verses to you, first from the Old Testament, and then we'll settle in the New Testament. This is from Psalm 119, verse 114. Psalm 119, verse 114. You are my hiding place, O Lord, and you are my shield. I wait for your word. And this is from Psalm 32 in verse 7. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance. Again, you are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance. I love that. He's my hiding place, and I'm hiding in him, that I'm surrounded by him. And he surrounds me with songs of deliverance. This is from the Song of Solomon. We talked about the Song of Solomon a couple of times in the last couple of days, actually. This is in chapter 1, in verse 3 and 4. It says, your oils are like a pleasing fragrance. Your name is like purified oil. Therefore, the hidden ones love you. This is about the bride of Christ, about you loving Jesus. And he says about him, your presence, oils, is like a pleasing fragrance, very satisfying. Your very name is like love poured out, because he poured out his love for us at the cross. Therefore, the hidden ones love you. And so here, one other place in Psalm 83, verse 3, that word is used. I think it's translated in Psalm 83 as treasured ones, but literally in the Hebrew, it means hidden ones. So it's a beautiful description, because the Song of Solomon is all about us discovering our identity in Christ. And our identity in Christ are those who are hidden ones in him. Those places that I read to you from the Old Testament, that's very personal. He said, Lord, you personally are my hiding place. Now understand what that means. To hide in him means, again, as I said, to be so woven into him that he surrounds you with his presence, with his very life. So here is the New Testament word that's, I think, one of the most significant scriptures there is. Let me read beginning in verse 1 of chapter 3. Since then, you have been raised up with Christ. That's true about every one of us who are Christians. Since then, you have been raised up with Christ. That's your true position. That's part of your true identity. Keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. See, you've been raised up with Christ. Keep seeking those things above where Christ is, because where Christ is where you are. Because, as we see more in verse 2, set your mind on things above, not on the things of the earth. For you have died, that's the old you, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Now, that verse 1 makes more sense. You've died, and the life that you now have, who you are as a new creation, we're all new creations in Christ Jesus. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. You're a new creation because you've been placed into the person of Christ. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Now back to verse 1 again. Since then, you have been raised up with Christ. Keep seeking those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. So you seek heavenly things, seek who Christ is, seek the reality of Christ's perspective, his heavenly perspective about everything, and everything that you can discover about him who's seated in heavenly places. Because when you do, you discover the truth about you. Not because you're Jesus. Of course, that's not true. But because you're one with him. You've now been hidden in Christ. In verse 4, it says, when Christ, too, is your life, not just your friend, not just the one who saved you from your sins, not just your Lord, you know, not just your healer, not just whatever, but when Christ, who is your life, is manifested, then you're manifested with him in glory, hidden in Christ. Now, I think I quoted this already this week, and let me quote it again. I wasn't the original one who came up with this, but it's one of my favorite quotes in describing the Christian life. The Christian life is you being woven into the fabric of Jesus' existence. Now, I didn't say you're trying to grow in that reality, trying to become woven into the fabric of his existence. That's what makes you a Christian. You've been woven into the fabric of his existence. Hear it again. You've been woven into the fabric of Christ's existence. You're hidden in him. To be woven into the fabric of his existence, that's this union, must mean, therefore, that he's woven into the fabric of your existence. Christ is living his life in you. You're living your life in him. You're the body of Christ, literally. You're one with him. You become one spirit with him, it says in 1 Corinthians. It says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, as he is, so are you in this world. Again, I'm not saying that you're Christ. That's heretical. That you aren't Christ. There's this great mystery that there you're other, you're two, and yet you exist in reality as one. That you have this relationship with him as two, and yet you live as one. You're in union with Jesus. You are co-heirs with Christ. You've been grafted into his sonship. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Again, Galatians 2:20, you're crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. And so you've been woven in the fabric of his existence, which means that he surrounds who you are, his very life. The enemy can't get to you apart from going from him through him first. And so when we abide in Christ, we're remembering that. And instead of us trying to deal with the enemy, we abide in him and allow the victorious one who's overcome the enemy to deal with the enemy. I remember one time, and this isn't about enemies, but this is just an example. And I may have used this already this week, so forgive me. One of the things about getting older is that you repeat yourselves. The other good thing about getting older is that you don't care that you do. So there's a lot of freedom in it. But I was in this meeting, I think I mentioned this, with a bunch of alpha male people, and I just kind of felt intimidated, and I felt sort of threatened because I'm fairly soft-spoken. I didn't know what to do, what to say. I felt overwhelmed. And I just the Lord speaking into me, reminding me, Chuck, you're hidden in me. Where I am, you are also. As I am, so are you in this world. They're not dealing with you. They're dealing with me. And you're hidden in me. And so simply abide in me and allow me to be the one who deals with all these people who seem to be so much bolder or louder or more aggressive than you are, because I'm not intimidated by them at all. Now, I wasn't going to sit there and be a puppet. That's not what he was saying. He was simply saying, remember, I'm living my life through you, that the independent you died, and you're now in me, totally dependent on me, and so simply rest in me, and then just engage, trusting that I'm the one now doing it, and they're going to be dealing with me and not you on your own. And I thought, yes, Lord, we are not intimidated here because I'm one with him. That's awesome. That's living hidden in Christ. That's living from Christ, not just living for Christ. Let me show you this place from Romans 11, verse 16. And if the first piece of dough be holy, the lump is also. And if the root is holy, then the branches are too. See, if you've been woven in the fabric of his existence, then you're hidden in him, and you're hidden in his holiness. You're hidden in his righteousness. If the branch, if the vine is holy, then the branch is too. I'm not trying to accomplish my holiness. I'm learning to participate in and manifest his holiness. I'm not trying to become righteous. I have become already the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm simply discovering and learning to steward and manifest the very righteousness of Jesus. I'm hidden in his righteousness. There's the next verse says in verse 17, and if some of the branches were broken off, that's speaking of Israel, and you, speaking of the Gentile, which whether you're a Jewish Christian by culture or a Gentile Christian, this is true about you, you're grafted in among them and became partakers with them of the rich root of the olive tree. That's Jesus. You're a partaker of the rich root that is the very life of Jesus. There's a place in 2 Peter chapter 1 that says that we everything that pertains to life and godliness is ours in Christ. Everything that pertains to doing life and doing your life in godliness is yours in Christ. You have been given everything that pertains that pertains to life and godliness. Verse 18 of this same passage in Romans 11. Do not be arrogant towards the branches, but if you are arrogant, remember that it is not you who supports the root, but the root who supports you. It's Christ who lives the Christian life. That's why I use the phrase living from him instead of just living for him. I know that there's a place where we surrender because of our love for him. Of course, that's true. But we don't live for him in our own strength, doing our best for him out of sincerity. We live from him, experiencing and manifesting his best through us. And so you're hidden in his peace. If you're hidden in Christ, then you're hidden in his peace, and therefore you live from his peace. So there's this kind of thing that particularly the generation that's come behind my generation, where the sort of like the coup de grace, the most important thing in the world is transparency. So the song's about transparency. Own your emotions, own your stuff, and be real about that, because God wants you to own your brokenness. He gave you those emotions, and so own that. Well, it's true that it's good to be honest and transparent about what you're experiencing, but that's not where we stop. From that point, we remember then that we're hidden in Christ, and we get to abide in his emotions, his peace, his joy. The fruit of the Spirit is love, not anger, not bitterness, not unforgiveness, but love. You're hidden in Christ. He's never said it's okay to embrace your brokenness. Be honest about your weakness, but not embrace your weaknesses and live in your weaknesses, but thinking that's sort of being honest and being real about yourself. No, what's real about you is your life is hidden with Christ and God. What's real about you is who Jesus is. What's real about you is what Jesus has. You're a co-heir with Christ. You've been blessed with every spiritual blessing, having places in Christ. You've been granted everything that pertains to life and godliness in Christ. You're a new creation in Christ. You're a God's masterpiece, says in Ephesians 2:10, because you were created in Christ Jesus. And so We can be honest about our weakness. We can be honest about our struggle. But we can't end there and think, okay, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm embracing my struggle. And God created me with emotions to struggle. No, God created you to find your union in Him and to live from His truth. Nothing that goes on around you or what people do changes the truth of who He is. And it's the truth that sets you free, not your truth about your own brokenness or weakness that you're embracing, but the truth about who He is. Jesus is your peace. Jesus is your joy. Jesus is your strength. Jesus is your purity. Jesus is your morality. Jesus is your source of forgiveness and mercy. See, we find we're hidden in Christ, and therefore you've been woven in the fabric of His peace, His joy, His strength, His anointing, His freedom, His ability to endure the attacks of the enemy, to stand against the enemy, His go on and on and on. That's the normal Christian life. That's the victory of the new creation. That's newness of life. If as a lost person, you own your weakness and you own, let's say, your bitterness, and you just own that because you're just being real, not being a phony. But as a Christian, if that's the same thing you do. You just now do it in the name of Christianity. Then what's the difference? You're a new creation in Christ. You don't have to live like the old. You have newness of life, and therefore you get to live from the life that Jesus lives. And the freedom that He lives. It was for freedom's sake that Christ set us free. And so I pray that you have a revelation of what it means of living as hidden ones, where you're not trying to deal with life on your own, in your own strength, but you're dealing with life from Him and His strength, because you're hidden in Christ. And He surrounds you with songs of deliverance because He's your deliverer in every situation and circumstance, because He's the overcomer. Okay? Well, I trust that ministered to you. I'll see you again on Monday. I pray that you have a great weekend abiding in Him who is your life, who is your victory, who is the overcomer. Okay? God bless.